It's Tuesday morning, 27th of April. It's time to live united with our friends from the United Way of Southwest Michigan. I assume we can call them friends. Let's find out. Jennifer Tomshak is here. She's the marketing manager at the United Way of Southwest Michigan. Jennifer, how are you this morning?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am also well. Thank you kindly. And Debbie Ramirez is also with us. She's the director of volunteer engagement at the United Way of Southwest Michigan. Debbie, how are you?
I am swell, thanks.
Good. You said that's twice now. You have confirmed the fact that you are swell. Because that was your reaction when I first picked up the phone, too. So you are, at the very least, you're consistent this morning. So, hooray.
That's always good.
Well, we're not here to talk about how we're doing. We're here to talk about volunteering and how they're doing because we're coming up here on a time to honor the volunteer leaders of Southwest Michigan. Jennifer, this is an annual deal that the United Way takes pride in and spends a good deal of attention on, and rightfully so, right?
Yes, we do this every year because it's so important, not only to honor the people who step up and give so much of their time and talent, because they certainly deserve their due, but it's also a great way to just hold up role models for other people to see, because it makes people realize, hey, I could do that too. And it inspires them to get involved as well. So it's important in a twofold way. And then there's actually a third benefit to it, and that is that the award recipients can direct some significant funds to the projects they care about, to the nonprofits that they've been involved in, or really anyone that they choose.
Debbie, you as the director of volunteer engagement, this is your bailiwick. First time you've heard that in casual conversation in a while. you know firsthand what it means and what it looks like when people step up, because that's what this is all about, right?
That is absolutely what this is all about. And when you hear volunteers talk about why they volunteer, it's certainly not for the recognition. So it's kind of unique that we try to do this and recognize them anyway, you know. But it's so, like Jennifer said, it's so important to recognize their efforts, because a lot of what goes on in Southwest Michigan wouldn't be able to go on without the amazing volunteers that we have here.
Yeah, and these are people that have it either in their soul or in their system. They've been volunteering since the beginning of time. Some just pick it up later in life. Others have been helped in the past by various programs and want to give back. Does that kind of sum up where you're getting your volunteers from?
Absolutely. Volunteers can come from anywhere, right? And like you said, it could be someone that just has had this as part of their drive throughout their lifetime, or someone who realized the difference that someone else made in their own life, kind of a light in their own darkness, and they've decided to then take that on themselves.
I don't know, Jennifer, if everybody really understands or recognizes what a vital role volunteers play, because there are so many organizations that exist only because of their volunteers. Without them, they wouldn't be able to do what they do.
That's right. And, you know, United Way alone mobilizes, you know, thousands of volunteers every year who put in tens of thousands of volunteer service hours. And just think about if we didn't have that literal army of people out there doing this work, it simply wouldn't happen. And all the people who benefit from it wouldn't get what they needed.
And boy, we really needed them this past year. And as it appears at the moment, maybe for the next year.
right?
We've been slogging through this pandemic thing here. And it has required a truly monumental effort by the volunteer forces to step up where they're needed to help out there. So what we're doing now, Debbie, is we're looking for nominations for this recognition, right?
Yep, absolutely. So we opened nominations last week. Nominations will be open through June 30th on our website. We have three different awards that we are looking for nominations for. One is the very prestigious Margaret B. Upton Volunteer Leadership Award, and that recognizes a volunteer in Berrien County who's got a long standing history of volunteerism, you know, more than 10 years. Maybe it's with one organization, maybe it's with a lot of organizations, but someone who's really had that as part of their lifeblood for a long time. The other two awards are the Volunteer United Service Impact Award, which recognizes an individual who maybe hasn't given 10 years of their time, but maybe has made a tremendous impact in the community, and then the Volunteer United Business Partner Award, which recognizes an organization, maybe it's a business, maybe it's a corporation, maybe it's a nonprofit who just does an amazing job celebrating volunteers, utilizing volunteers, working with them to drive their mission to make Southwest Michigan, Berrien County, Cass County, Van Buren County, better places to live.
Now, one of you mentioned early on here that many of these, if not most of the volunteers, do it and they're not seeking recognition. They just simply want to help, but you are going to recognize them. And I think, Jennifer, you mentioned that there is an opportunity for them as a volunteer award recipient to continue to give, because while they may get a plaque and some recognition in the community, there's some money involved here as well, correct?
Yes. So for the Margaret B. Upton Volunteer Leadership Award, the winner receives $3,500 to donate to the nonprofit of their choice, and the two runners-up also receive $750 to donate as well. Then for the Volunteer United Service Impact Award, which is for individuals, and for the Volunteer United Business Impact Award, which is for companies or organizations, they are able to direct $1,000 to the nonprofit of their choice.
Debbie, let's talk a little bit about the actual submission of nominations here. I mean, you do it at the website, and what happens when you go there? First of all, how do you determine, or what should you be considering in nominating someone for one of these awards?
Yeah, that's a great question. People should think about the resume of volunteer service, if you will. You know, what has this person done? What are the organizations that they volunteered for? What are the roles they've had? How has that made that organization better? So think about things like that. The process isn't lengthy by any means. It can be if you want to write a book. Feel free to write a book. But it is all online at uwsm.org/nominate-a-volunteer. It's a pretty easy process. It's just out there online. You just answer some questions. You should be able to come back to it later if you're not able to finish it all right away. But think about what that person has done and how you would convey their story to the public.
Jennifer, I might be a little too early to tell this. I know this past year, the pandemic certainly has gotten in the way of all sorts of recognition affairs and celebrations and so on and so forth. Now, yours isn't coming up until October, although the submission deadline is in June. Do you have any inkling as to what you might be looking at in October? Are you going to try to get together, or is it too early to tell?
Well, we're planning on it, and we hope, you know, by October 7th that, you know, we're all good. So we're in the planning stages, and that's where we're headed.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
And like as I've said before, if we've learned anything over this past year, it's how to be flexible. How to be adaptable, how to adjust what we used to do to a whole new world. And yeah, boy, I'm right there with you, with fingers crossed and hoping certainly by October we're able to gather and do like we used to do. You know, remember how much fun it was when you could like talk to people face to face.
Way back when.
Yeah. Reach out and touch with their permission. You know, that sort of thing. Someday. We can only hope someday. All right. So that's all in the works here. When, again, Debbie, is the submission deadline and just the basics on how they go about the nominations? On the, it's just go to the website, right?
Go to the website, uwsm.org/nominate-a-volunteer, and submissions are valid through June 30th.
All right. Jennifer, anything in the immediate offing that the United Way has coming up that we need to give a quick plug to or that needs some attention before I let you guys go? Because I don't know whether you heard, Jennifer, but this is my last conversation with you guys as I am retiring at the end of the week, so...
Congrats.
Oh my
God!
Yeah. How about
wow,
that? Huh?
Congratulations! Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
How come one of you hasn't already said you'll have more time to volunteer?
You will.
Maybe I'll be seeing more of you.
I just beat you to the punch on that one. But anyway, anything in the immediate future for the United Way that needs a quick shout out or some attention?
Oh, we've always got lots cooking. You can go to our website at uwsm.org to see what's going on, and or tune in here because we'll be talking about it the next time we come on.
Well, there you go. And by the way, your next time you come on, you'll be speaking with Mark Hamlin, who's the next guy in the chair. I guess he's filling in for Paul this week, so
okay.
He'll be the new guy here. So we'll talk to him on Thursday morning. So anyway, Jennifer Tomshak's the marketing manager at the United Way of Southwest Michigan. Debbie Ramirez, the director of volunteer engagement over by there. We thank both of you lovely ladies for stepping in for a couple of minutes this morning to bring us up to speed on honoring volunteer leaders in Southwest Michigan. Good luck with your submissions. And I think you're probably right. I think you may see me around after the fact here. I'll have a little more time on my hands.
We've got things for you to do.
I suspected you might. All right. See you all later. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
It's 7:23.